come join us at the altar for prayer. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Lord, this truly is the day you've made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for allowing us to come here today and get up out of bed. That's always a blessing. Lord, we just pray, God, you'll anoint this service with your Holy Spirit. God, that you'll prepare hearts and minds to receive it. Lord, we're thankful for the lessons that have already been taught and preached this morning. Just pray, God, we'll take away from them what it was you wanted us to have. And Lord, just pray we'll continually draw closer to you and each and every day of our lives. And God, I just pray for those that are sick. We got a lot of folks that are sick. I just pray for their healing so they can be back with us real soon. Father, we just give you the praise in Jesus' name. Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. And all God's children said, amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, good morning. Many of you know that this is our first Sunday service, and we always have a few extra songs to worship with. And this morning we're going to start out with a young girl who's getting started with singing, and she has written her own song, and we're going to let her come and sing it this morning. The name of it is Jesus to Say Hello. Come on, Peyton. This is Peyton Marrera.
Amen.
Working on it and let her do it next time.
Amen.
Okay, this time I'm going to call on my niece, Rachel Moncrief. She's going to bring us a couple of songs this morning. Making sure, because one time I started and it wasn't on and I got in trouble for it, so.
Falling, the major lift, the baffle king.
This next one, I tell y'all all the time, it's one of my favorites. And I wasn't originally going to do two, but Aunt Becky asked me to do two, and this one, of course, is the one that I picked out, because no matter what you're going through, it means a lot. It just means a lot, and it's my favorite.
Doesn't need any introduction, so this morning Emma's going to bring us a solo.
Thank you.
Thank you, Emma and Rachel, for bringing that this morning. We appreciate it.
Yes.
Glad y'all could do that. And with so many things going on in our world today, we do need the Lord, and this song is kind of leaning more towards that, if we've ever needed you.
That's right.
children know will pay the price. We need your light. Lord, shine your light. We've ever needed you. Lord, it's now. Lord, it's now. We are desperate for your hand. We're reaching. Church arise, let our church arise. If we've ever needed you, Lord, it's now. Lord, it's now. We are desperate for your hand. We're reaching out. We're reaching out. We are desperate for your hands. We're reaching out. We're reaching out. We've ever needed you. Lord, it's now. Lord, it's now. We need you. Okay, now let's all stand for our morning worship song. It's page 143. We'll sing both verses. You are my all in all, page 143. may be seated.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How many of you glad you've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Man, I tell you what, those songs were right on point today, because I'm going to talk to you this morning in a few minutes about ready for some change in your life. Amen. Aren't you glad you're not the same you were yesterday?
Amen.
I hope you're not anyway. Amen. We ought to all be moving closer to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And I hope and pray that's what we're doing in this new year. But hey, right now, anybody have something good happen this week you want to share with us? Yes, Miss Carol.
Y'all, I celebrated
our
42 years of marriage.
Amen. 42 years.
Johnson.
Amen. Well, hey, we're going to celebrate anyway, right? We understand about that. Does somebody have something up here?
Josh.
Oh, Josh. Better not say anything about patriots. I'm just going to tell you.
I have found a spot somewhere myself with Josh with me.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, you're good. You've got somebody sponsored the Super Wild trip already. Amen. That's great. Amen. Got somebody else? Anybody? Have something good happen this week? Yes.
That happened different
time. Oh, yeah. Amen. Amen.
I was up.
Amen. All right, anybody else? Yes.
Let me come over here.
Stephen's having surgery. We're going to help that back feel better. We're going to pray for him too. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to believe. How many believe Jesus is a healer?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Peyton, let me tell you something. Jesus is going to give you courage one day. Don't you worry about that song, okay? We love you anyway. Amen.
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 Give her a hand. Anybody else? Anyone else? Have anything good you want to share?
Are you raising your hand, John, or is he forcefully praying for them?
Okay. All right, James.
I'm glad I made it through another week. I'm glad that God's led me back to this house this weekend. And just go Falcons, rise up.
Amen. 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 Anybody else? Before we move on. Yes, Leandra. Come over here.
One, Peyton had surgery this week and it went wonderful. He's doing great. Bruce is going to help to heal him in the next 2 weeks. So, but I wanted to say to you guys, I see these guys, a lot of these guys every week, and I can tell you that the high school, which is a new place, is very different. But I can always count on them to do the right thing. I so appreciate that. And I want you guys to know that they're walking their faith and they are representing Bethesda Baptist wonderfully.
Amen. Amen. B6. And I would be down there and put a beat down. Amen. Amen. I love them. They are doing a good job. Y'all like that, didn't you? All right, anybody else? Anybody else? Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I
will say, answer prayer.
Answer prayer. Amen. Anybody ask prayer for answer this past week? Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else? Well, guys, I would like to say a couple of things on a little bit more of a somber note. Now, many of you already know, but early this morning, Brother Milton Meadows passed away. Brother Milton had been coming regularly. They joined our church about a couple of years ago, and he passed away peacefully in his sleep. Amen. Gone to be with the Lord. I don't know any details yet, but I'll be going over there to visit with the family once we get down here today. So keep them in your prayers, if you will, please. Just wanted to be sure to mention that and make sure everybody was aware of that. I got a call about 2 o'clock this morning about that. So we never know. Amen. It's one of the things I'm going to talk about a little bit today is making some changes, because we don't know when the Lord's going to call us home. Amen. So we got to be prepared at all seasons.
fall seasons. Anybody else? All right. Well, thank you. We'll continue on with our service.
Okay, let's get our handles and turn to page 313 for our offertory hymn. Let's all stand as we sing. We'll sing the first, second, and last verse. Take the name of Jesus with you.
So very thankful to be in your house this morning, Lord. I thank you and I praise you for each person that has taken time out of their day to come into your house to fellowship with us and to worship you, Lord. And Father, to hear the messages you have prepared for us. Lord, we thank you for our pastor as he stands before us and pray, Lord, you'll continue to work in his life and in the life of his family and in each one of our lives, Lord. Father, we're now giving back a portion of that you have given to us.
Yes.
Father, we pray that you'll take these tithes, these offerings, Lord, just multiply them and bless them. And Lord, may they all be used in a way that will glorify you and your kingdom. Father, again, we thank you, we praise you, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Stand for the doxology. take the next few minutes and greet each other in God's love. And we won't say how many people.
Michelle.
Well, guys, as we're coming to our seats, I want you to listen to a song. It's by Casting Crowns. I think it is a great song to lead into what the sermon's on today. And it's actually going to piggyback off of what a lot of people have already sang about and taught about this morning. So I'm going to ask Jeff to play that. And once it's done, I'm going to come up and we're going to talk about, are you ready for a change? Now, does everyone have sermon notes that wants them? We've got some up here. If you do not have any, we'll be glad to bring you some. Just let us know if you need them. Because we're going to start right into that once we listen to this song. So, Jeff, if you'll play that for us.
I'm going to sit right here.
What if you could go back to the beginning and give your life all over again and unmake the mistake that left you a million miles away from the end? It wants you. Now yesterday's shame keeps saying that you'll never get back on track. But what if I told you it wants to
you can give it a clap, amen? Amen. Guys, we really are only one step away from that love of Jesus, amen? He's right there with us at all times, calling to us, wanting us to come to Him. But now we got to go to Him, amen? He's not going to come and drag us. We got to go to Him. Are you ready for a change?
Yes.
Anybody here ready for a change in your life? Raise amen. Your hand. Amen. Well, I hope today that you're going to understand that you can have that change. Because I don't know about you, but I serve a change agent, amen?
Amen?
I serve somebody that can bring change in your life when you think there's no hope, no possibility. Philippians 4:13 says what? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. How many of you believe that? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I can do all things, not some things. The Bible's very clear on that. It said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
Do we let Him strengthen us enough to make changes in our life sometimes? If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 2.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Verses 1 through 3. This is Israel on a little journey here, and God finally gives them some directive here. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. I'll give you a second. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
All right, most everybody's there. See, y'all looked ahead. I can tell you looked at the text for today. Amen. Every now and then I slip up and put the wrong text. So, I try to always make sure that's right. I'm going to ask those of you that can, if you will, stand to your feet in honor and reverence to reading God's Word. We're going to read three verses, Deuteronomy 2, 1 through 3. Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord spake unto me. And we compassed about Mount Seir many days. And the Lord spake unto me, saying, ye have compassed this mountain long enough, turn you northward. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for your word. Just pray now, God, you'll let your Holy Spirit descend upon this place. God, I pray you'll open up hearts and minds to your word. Lord, nothing I'm going to say, but all about you to glorify you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Those of you that are taking notes, if you'll take them out, because we're fixing to start rolling here. Anybody else need a copy of them before we get started? And I hope and pray you'll take these and refer back to them as you need them. We're going to talk about, are you ready for change? Because guys, I'm going to tell you something. We cannot stop change from happening. Things are going to change, amen? We can either adjust to it or we can resist it. The problem a lot of us have in our lives is we don't like change. We think that everything's okay the way it is. Let me tell you something. As a born-again believer, you should never want to be the same way today that you were yesterday. You should never want to be the same way 10 years from now that you were that you are today. You should never want to go back to where you came from. You should always want to be pointing ahead, amen? And I'm telling you something, that's what God wants for you. In this scripture we just read right here, he had the Israelites, they were just circling. He finally said, okay, there's a change coming. We're going to head in a different direction, amen? I believe some of us need to head in a different direction. Any of y'all agree with me? I believe we need to head in a different direction in our lives because God said to his people, they'd been in this place long enough. In other words, we've been in this situation long enough. Some of us have been in a situation way too long. We've been in some situations in our life that have just been keeping us down and dragging us down, but I'm here to tell you that God's got a plan for you, amen? God's always got a plan for his children. He always wants what's best for us. But who messes that up? We do. We mess that up. It may be your financial situation. It may be a relationship. It may be in an emotional area of your life. It may be a physical situation of struggle with your health that you need a change. It may be your spiritual life, your walk with the Lord, your experience with Jesus. Your ministry may need some change. You know, you say, well, I'm not a minister, preacher. Yes, you are. If you're sharing the gospel of Christ with people, you are a minister. Amen? How many of you like sharing God's word with other people? Raise your hand. You're ministers. I proclaim it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. All right. You are now officially all ministers of the gospel of Christ. Because what did Jesus commission us to do? To go and spread the gospel to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's what we're called to do. We are ministers of the word, whether you think about it or not. God said it's time for change in this scripture we just read. He was telling the people, okay, we're going to make a change here. We're not going to keep going in the direction you've been going. We're going to turn around and we're going to go the other way. How many of you been heading down a dead-end street in your life at some point in time? Anybody in here? Heading down a dead-end street, and when you got there, there was nowhere else to go. And I hope and pray that you finally realized, hey, I can turn to somebody that's going to help get me turned around and headed back in the other direction. I know I did. I know there's a lot of people in here that could share that story that, hey, Jesus helped turn me around and got me pointed in the right direction. God said it's time for change. Is anybody in God's house this morning ready for change? If you are, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I believe everybody should ought to be wanting to be ready for change in your life. Anybody tired of being sick and tired?
Amen.
Anybody tired of that? Amen. Anybody fed up with your present situation? I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but I want you to think about that. You may be in a situation right now where you're just fed up with that situation. Well, I'm here to tell you there's hope for you. Amen. In Jesus, there's always hope. In Jesus, there's always hope. Is anybody ready to break that cycle of debt? Anybody ready to break that cycle of sickness? Is anybody ready to break that cycle of depression? Some people live their lives in a depressed state. Jesus never wants us to be down and depressed and all downtrodden and downcast. You know why? That's a tool of the devil. The devil wants us to be depressed. He wants us to be sad. He wants us to never get over something in our lives that's traumatic and tragic. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus wants to move in your life. Jesus wants to move you in the direction He wants you to go. But guys, you got to be willing to change. Amen. You got to be willing to change. Am I talking to somebody who's tired of going around and around in the same old problems every day? The same old problems every day. You know, some of us, we just are caught in this cycle. We just go through the same stuff every day. It ought not be that way, guys. If you're growing closer to Jesus, you should not still be experiencing the same things today or last week that you are today and so forth. We ought to be growing closer to Him, which means that a lot of those problems we faced in the past ought to have long since disappeared in our life. If we're really trusting Him and we believe what He says. God said, you've come past this mountain long enough. Turn to your neighbor right now and say, enough is enough. Say it. Enough is enough. Amen. Amen. Hey, enough is enough. And now I want you to turn and I want you to say this. Devil, I've had enough. Amen. How many of you had enough with the devil's schemes in your life? He's the master of lies. He's the master of deception. And he will try to keep you from change. Trust me. He don't want you to change. You know why? Because when you get on fire for Jesus, his fire gets put out. Amen. When you get on fire for Jesus, he knows he's lost somebody that was just staying in that same rut for years and years and so forth. So, hey, devil, I've had enough. I've had enough trouble in my life. I've had enough fear and confusion in my life. I've had enough discouragement. Guys, we've all faced some discouraging times in our life, haven't we? We've all had things that have discouraged us. Guess what? So did Jesus. Jesus had a lot of things that discouraged him. People not listening to what he said. Here were the religious leaders of his day, the ones that should have been clinging to him and listening to every word he said were the very ones that wanted to have him crucified and gotten rid of. He was discouraged. Don't think he wasn't. That human part of him had to feel discouragement. I've had enough lack. I've had enough disappointment. I've had enough rejection and betrayal. Let me tell you something. You may have been rejected in your life by people in this world, but Jesus will never reject you. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus loves each and every person here. I love each and every person here. You got to understand what the love of Jesus is all about. Jesus will help bring that change in your life if you want it. The question is, do you want it? I've had enough misery and shame. Can I have somebody give a witness? I'm ready for change. I'm ready for a turnaround. I'm ready for things to change in my life. Is anybody here ready for a turnaround? Amen. I'm ready for things to get turned around here. I'm tired of listening to people complain about the same things over and over and over. Come on, guys. Let's get on board and let's head where Jesus wants us to go. We'll make a turnaround. Our life will get better. Our finances will get better. Our relationships will get better. But it's not going to happen until we're ready to what? Make a change. Why is change such a difficult thing? You ever thought about that? You know, some people get so caught up in materialistic things that they just cannot get past that. Well, what have I said about materialistic things, folks? Don't get caught up in them. Because you're not going to take them with you, amen? You're not taking anything you got with you except your salvation if you have that, amen? It's the only thing you're going to carry out of this world into that next world of eternal life with Jesus. So that's the only thing that's really important in this life. Yeah, our families matter. Yes, our job matters.
But that should not be the driving force behind your life and your decisions. It should be, how can I serve you, Jesus? Where do you want me to go, Jesus? What do you want me to do, Jesus? I don't know about who I'm talking about today, but somebody needs a turnaround in this building today. I really believe it. Somebody needs a turnaround. Guys, I'm going to tell you something. I've been preaching here for, counting the interim, 7 years now. And I have preached over and over and over again about changing, about how you cannot continue to live in darkness and say you're in the light. But guys, guess what? Some people are still living that way. What's wrong? I'm going to ask you something. What's wrong with you? Why you keep living the way I'm telling you Jesus doesn't want you to live? He wants you to live for Him. Can you tell I'm getting excited? Amen. He wants you to live for Him. He doesn't want you to keep getting drugged down by all these schemes that Satan's trying to throw in your way. You know what else I'm tired of? I'm tired of people coming to me. Now, don't take this the wrong way. I want you to listen to what I'm saying. I'm tired of people keep coming to me. Oh, I just can't get past this. Can you help me? Will you pray for me? And I was like, yes, sure, I'll pray for you. Lay hands on you, pray for you. And they're still doing the same thing day in and day out. How do you think that makes me feel? How do you think it makes Jesus feel? When you continue to do the same things that you're saying you want to get rid of, but you're not willing to do what? Pay the price for change. You know what that price is? You got to sacrifice something. You got to get rid of something. And a lot of people just don't want to do that, do they? They don't want to do that. We need change, and we need it right now. Somebody's facing a situation that is impossible for you to change right now on your own. You're facing a situation that's impossible for you to change, but let me tell you something. With God, all things are possible. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. With God, all things are possible. Guys, I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for the blood of Jesus. None of us would. If you're a born-again believer, Jesus did it all for us. Jesus paid it all for us. Let me tell you what we really deserve. We really deserve to be dead and rotting in hell right now. Amen? That's what we really deserve. We don't deserve anything. But we serve a God that loved us so much that He said, I'm going to take a part of me and I'm going to put it inside a human body and I'm going to come down there and I'm going to be the sacrifice for these people that I love so much, my finest creation. They've disappointed me time and time and time again, but guess what? I love them anyway. Aren't you glad that God loves us anyway? Amen. Aren't you glad He loves us no matter what we do? Now, He's not pleased with a lot of the things we do, but you can't make God quit loving you. Amen. You cannot make Jesus love you any less today than He did yesterday. You can't make Him love you any more today than He did yesterday. Amen. His love never changes. Guys, we need to change. We need to realize what God's done for us. If we got what we really deserved, we'd all be in trouble. We wouldn't be able to make it. There's no way we could make it. There's something impossible for you to change. It's out of your hands. Somebody's maybe in a legal situation and you need God to move and turn that thing around in your life. Well, guess what? He can do it. He can sure do that. Don't think He can. This is a God that created the world and put everything in place. Don't you think He can take care of your problems? There's no problem too great for Him, amen. Don't think there ever is. Somebody else, you need a miracle in your finances. You've done all you know to do, but things just keep seeming to get worse and worse. I come to tell you this morning, we serve the God of turnarounds. We serve the God of turnarounds. The Bible's a book of turnarounds. If you read God's word and you apply it to your life, you can't help but turn around and move in the right direction, amen? You can't help but move in the right direction. How many of you believe what God's word says and believes that it's true? And it'll lead you in the right direction, amen? Amen. Well, guys, we got to start practicing what we preach. We say we believe it. We say we believe in Jesus. You know the sad and unfortunate thing? And I kind of heard Cody talking about it this morning with the youth in his Sunday school class. You know, it's going to get down to the point where one day we're faced with Jesus. And unfortunately, some people are going to be in what's called the Great White Throne Judgment, which if you're in that one, that's bad. That's not good. Because this is what Jesus is going to tell you if you're in that group of people. They're going to come and they're going to say, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name. Lord, Lord, we witnessed in your name. Lord, Lord, we read the Bible every day. Lord, Lord, we came to church every Sunday. And he's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. You don't want Jesus to tell you that, do you? I know I don't. Boy, I'm glad I've been covered by the blood, amen? Amen. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to tell you right now, there are people right now who are going to hear those words if they don't make some changes in their life. They're going to hear those words because they're not willing to change. They're not willing to realize, hey, there's a better way. There's a better way. It's not good enough just to talk about what it could be or will be one day. Faith is a possessor. Faith is a possessor. It'll never be satisfied just to look about how good it was. Guys, some of you in a spiritual sense, listen to what I'm saying here. Some of you in a spiritual sense are doing just that. Guys, I tell you what we really deserve. We don't deserve any of what Jesus has done for us. But he did it. You're just looking over your situation. You're talking to somebody about how good it should be. Then all of a sudden here comes someone who's willing to pay the price. And guess what? Their life changes. Things start going in the right direction for them. And what do? You get mad at them, don't you? You get upset with them. You're like, well, why do you think you're all this and that? Here comes somebody willing to pay the price. They're beginning to accomplish all the things you've just been talking about. Instead of being happy for them, you get mad at them. Why? Because they got what you wanted, but you weren't willing to move. You weren't willing to move. See, Jesus can't do anything with you if you're not willing to move, amen? He can't do anything with you. If all you want to do is come and park yourself on a pew every Sunday and not move from that pew to do anything Jesus wants you to do, you're not going to change. Guys, I can't make you change. All I can do is encourage you and tell you that Jesus is the change agent. You can change. You will change if you call on his name. You will change if you believe in him. Nobody who's ever come in the presence of the Master has ever been the same, amen? You can't stay the same when you've come into contact with Jesus. You can't stay that way. There's no way you can be the same when you have invited Jesus Christ into your heart. There's no way you can stay the same. If you believe that, say amen. Amen. I'm sorry I had to beat with that poster. It just looked like something I could hit the pulpit with right there, amen. Guys, let me tell you something. Jesus wants what's best for you. I want what's best for you. But you got to want what's best for you and for what Jesus wants in your life. You got to want it. I can't do it for you. Well, I'm going to tell you this, brothers and sisters. You'll have to excuse me, but the fact is, I'm going to go get my blessing, amen? Amen. I'm going to go get my blessing. James, you going to go get your blessing? How about it? Anybody after their blessing right now? Amen. Don't let somebody that's downcast and downtrodden and refusing to change stay in the way of your blessing because God wants to bless you. Amen. He wants to bless them too, but they're just sitting there. They're not wanting to do anything. They're not wanting to do anything. I'm going to get my breakthrough. I'm going to get that breakthrough that Jesus has promised me in the scripture that I can do it. I can do all things if I let him guide my life and direct my life. I'm going to get my miracle. If you want to, you can just stand around and watch if that's all you want to do. But let me tell you something. God's got something great in store for you. If you'll just believe. You can criticize and analyze if you want to. Because guys, that's what some, you know what? Some of us have a master's degree in criticism. Amen. If there is such a thing, some people have got a degree in it. You know people like that. How many of you know somebody all they like to do is criticize? Ooh, look at these hands go up. Now turn to your neighbor and say, why do you do that? No, I'm just kidding. See there, I about got y'all to do something you shouldn't have done there, amen. You know, a lot of people just want to criticize and analyze. You know what, you can talk about me if you want to. That's okay. You can put me down, but I'm going to tell you one thing. You can't stop me from moving because I'm going to keep moving, amen. Amen. I'm going to keep moving and I hope and pray you'll keep moving in the direction that God wants you to go. Because God does not want you to stay put in your life. He wants you to move. He wants you to let change come about in your life. God said I could have it, and I'm not going to spend the rest of my life talking about what I missed out on. I'm not going to spend the rest of my life talking about what I missed out on. You know how some people come to the end of their life and they look back and they say, man, I wished I'd have done this. Man, I wished I'd have done that. Well, let me tell you something. You could have. You chose not to. If you're a born-again believer, there's no reason why you shouldn't have done those things you wished you could have done. Could have, should have, would have. Amen. I love that saying. People say, I should have done this, could have, should have, would have. Why didn't you? Amen. If it was something positive, you should have done it. You should have done it. The discomfort, the agitation, the frustration. Let me tell you what all that is. It's the Holy Spirit telling you it's time for a change. That's the Holy Spirit telling you it's time for a change. All that frustration you're feeling. But guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I really believe I'm talking to somebody here today who's agitated and stirred in your spirit because you sense God calling you to another level, but you're holding back. God's calling you to a new level in your life, but you're holding back. I'm going to tell you what, guys. If that's you, you are going to look back at your life one day and you're going to say, wow, I wished I'd have done that. Why didn't I do that? Why did I let somebody stand in the way or something stand in the way of me doing what God wanted me to do? Why do we do that? Anybody got an answer to that? I'd love for you to come up here and give it because I'm trying to figure it out. Why do we keep doing the very things? You know, the Apostle Paul talked about in Romans chapter 7. We keep doing the things that we ought not do. Why don't we do the things we should do? You know what Paul came to realize and all that? Let me move that thing before that thing gets me in trouble over here. You know why we can't do that? Because Paul finally came to the reality that and the realization that I can't do it myself. I got to have a power greater than me. Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Amen. Can I get a witness for that?
Amen.
Amen. Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Jesus never intended for us to have to do everything alone. If he wants change in your life, don't you think he's going to be there with you? He wants to be there with you. He will be there with you. Change can come and it can be easy if you trust Jesus with it. Amen. If you trust Jesus with it. Many times the agitation and frustration you feel is the unwillingness of the flesh to make necessary adjustments. Now I'm just going to be honest with you. Some people just love fleshly living. And what I mean by that is, I mean that they like doing the things that they're doing right now, and a lot of them are worldly things and ungodly things, and they just continue doing them. You know what the Bible says about that? You can find pleasure in sin for a season. But guess what? When that season's over, go back and talk to those people and ask them how they feel. Broken. Dead end, frustrated, no sense of purpose, no sense of direction. See, that's what sin will do in your life. It will leave you broken and feeling hopeless and helpless. But I'm here to tell you something, guys. You got to lay down that flesh. If you're going to serve Jesus, you got to step out of that fleshly nature. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to sin. Don't get me wrong. I think some people think that once they get on fire for the Lord, their life just transforms and mutates into this sinless creature. Let me tell you something. I sin every day. Amen. I'm not proud of it, but I do. So don't think I'm saying I'm not. This doesn't apply to me because it does. How many of you sin every day? Raise your hand. Some of you didn't raise your hand. Well, I'm glad to meet you, God. Amen. I'm glad God showed up in the house today, amen. Maybe some of you just didn't want to raise your hand. I don't know, but let me tell you something. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Amen. Aren't you glad God still loves us? Amen. Aren't you glad God doesn't hold us accountable for the sin that we do today, for the sin we did yesterday, for the sin we're going to do tomorrow? If we're a born-again believer, His grace has covered that, amen. Now that's not a ticket to keep on sinning. That's a ticket to change. And move in the direction He wants you to go. Woo! Amen. I'm ready for some change here at Bethesda. Good change. People changing, getting on fire for the Lord. Amen. That's what I'm ready for. I believe somebody's going to say yes today. I believe somebody's going to let go of the past and move with God. And they're willing to pay that price, and guess what? They're going to see the glory of God showing up in their life. Amen.
Amen.
That's what they're going to see. You're going to see change in your ministry. You're going to see change in your family. You're going to see change in your finances, your relationships. Guys, it's all going to change. You know why? If you trust Jesus with your life. He gave His life for us, didn't He? He paid the ransom for us. Now all we got to do is follow Him. Let me tell you something. We serve a God who raised Himself from the dead and sat His Son at the right hand of the Father. Don't you think He can get you out of your little problems? Your problems are minuscule compared to what Jesus has done for us. He can solve them all, and He can help you get over them all if you'll just give Him your all. Amen. That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. Guys, I'm going to tell you something. I hope and pray some of us are going to get excited about serving Jesus in 2017, because I believe, for lack of a better word, some of us have a dead faith right now. You might say, well, preacher, how can you have a dead faith? Well, I'm going to tell you, it's very simple. It says in the book of James that faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. So those of us in this building right now who basically are not working for Jesus, are not letting others see Jesus in them, are dead in the spirit. I didn't say you weren't going to heaven, because if you've truly accepted Jesus as your Savior, I don't believe you can lose your salvation. Amen? Thank God for that. Amen? But what I do believe is you're going to miss out on a lot of blessing and opportunity that Jesus wants to instill in you and expects of you. So I'm going to ask us to do something a little unusual today. Not too bad. Amen? Y'all are saying, what in the world is He fixing to ask us to do now? No. It does not involve jumping, Wheezy. Amen. You're all right. Amen. But guys, here's what I want to do. I'm going to ask you in just a second to stand to your feet if you know you need to make some changes in your life. I'm already standing. If I wouldn't, I'd stand. You know why? Because I need to make some changes. I need to do some things different tomorrow than I did today. I need to do some things different next week than I did this past week. I need to keep moving in the direction that Jesus has charted for me. I cannot keep circling that mountain. I've got to turn around and I've got to be headed in the right direction. Some of us are still circling that mountain we read about in Deuteronomy chapter 2. Guess what? You're going to keep circling that mountain until you what? Listen to Jesus. Until you let Jesus direct you and turn you around. We serve a God of turnarounds. So I'm going to ask if our song people will come on up. What song are we going to sing, guys? 509. Just go ahead and mark that in your book, 509. But here's what I'm going to ask you to do. All over this building, I'm going to ask you if you need to make some changes in your life. You don't have to come down front necessarily, but if you want to, I'm going to ask you to stand and then come down front, and let's start making those changes today. Amen. Let's don't wait till tomorrow. That's the problem with a lot of people. Oh, I'll wait. I'm going to wait. Let me tell you something. Thank God Brother Milton Meadows did not wait till today to accept Jesus as his Savior. Amen. Because if he had, it'd be too late. When he went to bed last night, his wife woke up at 12 o'clock this morning and noticed he was not breathing. He's gone on to be with the Lord just that quick. Daughter said he had a great day yesterday. Had a great day, was smiling, laughing, and boom, right now he's in glory. Amen. Praise God for that. Amen. But let me tell you something. You can't keep waiting. You can't keep making the excuse, oh, I'm going to finish sowing my wild oats. Well, I hate to say this, but I'm going to. You may be sowing them in hell one day if you don't straighten up.
Yep.
If you don't get your life moving in the right direction. Because we serve a God who loves us. We serve a Savior who died for us and who's got our best intentions always. But we also serve a God who judges. And one day we're going to face that. So what I'm going to ask you to do right now in these moments as we get ready to sing this hymn, I'm going to ask that those of you who need to make change now, if you're not going to come down front, then just stand where you are. If you feel led to come down to the front and pray and ask God to bring those changes, some of you need to accept Jesus as your Savior. Because that's why some of you, what I'm saying seems foreign to you right now. Let me tell you something. You know how you know Jesus is really in your heart? You want to please him. You want to do what he's called you to do. You want to let others see him in you. You want to let others get closer to Jesus by getting closer to you. If you don't feel that, then guess what? It may not be there. I'm not saying it is or it isn't. Only you can answer that. In that case, you might need to come and accept Jesus as your Savior. But I'm going to ask right now all over this place, if you need to make some change in your life, stand to your feet right now. Stand to your feet if you need some changes in your life and you believe that we serve a God who can make those changes. Amen. I see everybody in this building standing, even those that really probably need to still be sitting down because of health-related issues. I thank you for honoring God by doing that. Now let's sing our hymn. If you feel led to come up here to this altar and lay it down and pray for God to bring some changes in your life, you come on up right now. Let's sing. Maybe you want to just come and sit along the front pews just to give God the glory right now. Or you might want to just pray where you're at right now.